speckled, spotted, and streaked. Jacob worked for his uncle Laban a total of 14 years to get his two wives. It was obvious that he loved Rachel far more than Leah. God saw that Leah was unloved, so he kept Rachel from having children. After Leah had four sons, Rachel was so jealous she yelled at Jacob, "Give me a son or I'll die." He said, "I'm not God. I didn't make you barren." With this, Rachel gave him her maidservant. She said, "Sleep with my servant. She can have children for me." Jacob agreed, and soon the servant started having children. Suddenly, Leah was unable to bear children, so she gave her maidservant to Jacob. Soon, with three women, Jacob had 10 sons and one daughter. At that point, God allowed Rachel to give birth to a son. She called him Joseph. He was the 11th son. At this point, Jacob went to Laban and said, "I want to return to my home. Give me the freedom to take my wives and children and go." Laban said, Jacob, be kind to me and don't leave. I've learned that the Lord has blessed me because of you. I'll pay you whatever you want." Jacob said, "You don't have to pay me anything. Instead, allow me to build up my wealth by keeping a part of the flock. I'll oversee your flocks, but I'll keep all the goats and sheep that are barn speckled, spotted, or streaked. You keep the rest. In that way, you'll know if I'm stealing from you. Simply check my flocks and see if they all have the right markings on them." Laban agreed to these terms, so they separated the flocks according to those markings. Now Jacob had a way of making the lambs be barn speckled, spotted, and streaked. Using this process, he made sure all the strongest of the flock were his, and all the weakest of the flock were Laban's. In frustration, Laban changed their agreement 10 times in order to gain the advantage. Even so, Jacob became very rich over the years. One day, he overheard a conversation between his brothers-in-law. They said, "Jacob has built his wealth by taking what really belongs to our father." He also noticed that Laban's attitude had changed towards him. The Lord said to Jacob, "Go back to the land I gave to your fathers, and I'll be with you."